Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister on Fans of the Pro here till 6 o'clock when you'll listen to the Brian Kelly Show from yesterday. Then at 7 o'clock, it's the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. And he's been a good friend of the show, and we're happy to talk to him again. And that's Chris Gordy, at Chris Gordy, locked on the SEC host, sideline reporter. How you doing, Chris?
What's going on, fellas? Good to be on.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it. It's another big one tomorrow. LSU 4-0, Ole Miss 4-0. A few, you know, probably not as expected. Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback. Talk about what he can do offensively, certainly with the win over Arkansas and Tulane. And you've seen the ability for him to run the ball and be elusive as a quarterback that maybe not as much as Austin Simmons. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it both for them, running and throwing, and he's been really good at it too. I mean, his accuracy has been really, really good, and it's been a pleasant surprise. And I've had a few folks in Oxford kind of tell me that they think the offense actually run even smoother with him at quarterback over Austin Simmons, and that's saying a lot because Austin Simmons was the guy that was at the Manning Passing Academy and was one of their captain leaders at SEC Media Days. So. Obviously this kid's super talented, but, he's going to see his toughest test he's seen yet. I mean, Arkansas, I think you could argue is one of, if not the worst defense in the SEC so far. And, Tulane didn't really put up a fight against them, but at the end of the day, it's Tulane. They're a group of five team. They're not an SEC defense. So, I think LSU's defense looking through the first few weeks, like it's their best defense they've had in over a decade. This is certainly going to be good on good, and we'll see how he responds. I've had some people tell me this week, is LSU going to let a Ferris State quarterback beat them? Well, you look at it, I mean, he won championships at the FCS level. It's not like he was just some guy playing down at Ferris State. He was really, really good. And now at Ole Miss, he's turned into a player. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of plan Blake Baker has for him because, as we know, running quarterbacks is what hurt LSU last year. But certainly they look through the first few weeks to be much improved in that area.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that he probably has over Simmons, even if it's at Ferris State, he is an older quarterback. He has kind of been there, done that, and not too many looks he's going to see that he hadn't seen already. And I think that's the one thing that Austin, he doesn't have the playing experience on that college level. And that's probably what was frustrating because he's immensely talented from a quarterback standpoint, but he just hadn't played. And I think that's when you talk about the offense running smoother, they're able to run a lot more up tempo and, his ability to be able to say, hey, I'm going to tuck it. Or when, it is a read option game or quarterback run. He's done it and he's familiar with it, and I think that's what's going to be the most intriguing piece of it. Chris, I got to ask you, just to match up when you talk about in the trenches of both of these teams, how do you think who has kind of the best unit and how do you think that all unfolds?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. Look, LSU's offensive line, I think they've done some things to kind of hide them not being very good. Obviously getting rid of the ball very quickly like they did week one against Clemson, still sticking with the running game even when it hasn't been working in recent weeks. You got to keep the defense honest. But we saw it last, against Louisiana Tech 2 weeks ago. I mean, when LSU dropped back and it was a predictable passing down, Louisiana Tech and even a couple of times the Southeastern last week, they were getting that penetration. And so You know, I'll say this. I think Ole Miss has, you know, they're still kind of working out the kinks on their defensive line, waiting for somebody to emerge. We know how good Santarian Perkins is at linebacker, but, you know, as far as defensive line, look, if this were Ole Miss's defensive line from last year, I'd be petrified right now if I'm LSU, because that line that was led by Walter Nolan and Prince Leamon Mielen, I mean, all those guys are in the NFL now. So it was a much better D-line last year. It's a talented D-line. They're just unproven so far. So you're looking to see what bunch of those guys steps up for Ole Miss. But, again, I think that's good news for LSU that they haven't had really a record yet on that defensive line for Ole Miss. And while LSU still works out all the kinks on their offensive line, but there's no doubt when it's a predictable passing down, they're gonna want to get after it. And, you know, watch for that, you know, Garrett Nussmeier being out there on an island, you know, with somebody bearing down on his face. He's going to have to either take the sack or make the right throw. And, you know, God forbid, don't throw an interception, because this whole thing could come crashing down for him.
Do you expect Caden Durham tomorrow?
You know, earlier in the week, I would say no. I mean, I thought everything we heard was that he was doubtful and then questionable, doubtful. And, you know, then yesterday some of the reports came out that they think he's going to be a go. So, you know, I think it'll probably be a game time decision type thing. But, you know, the reality is, you know, if we're being real, for those who watched the film against Southeastern, I mean, I thought Juwan Johnson ran a little bit maybe not harder, but more convicted in choosing his running lanes. And you know, Deuce can speak more to that, obviously. But Caden Durham just seems a little bit hesitant. And then at times, you know, choosing the wrong hole or the wrong direction. So he's been okay. It's just, you know, we just saw that explosiveness from him last year. When he gets out of that open space, man, he's a bulldozer. You know, we're still waiting to see that a little bit from this version of Caden Durham. But like I said, I think a lot of that's been on this offensive line and not fully trusting them yet. But, you know, if I had to guess about the betting man, I think he goes tomorrow. But, you know, again, it's kind of a wait and see.
Yeah, and Chris, that's what I was just going to comment on. You know, if I do have a new offensive line up there, and I have to have confidence in him. And, you know, right now that's what it sounds like from Durham's standpoint. He doesn't have confidence in, hey, that backside block, that backside cutoff is going to be there. You know, I've run this play two times, three times already, and they haven't made it. And so from not just from a hesitation standpoint, but maybe sometimes already predetermining where I'm going with the football based off the initial look, and it's not necessarily there. And it's like, man, you know, what's going on with Durham? And I think that's part of it.
Yeah, and he's a great back. I mean, I remember watching him in high school, and you know, he was a kid that, you know, on decision day, they didn't know if he was going to pick LSU. When he picked LSU, it was like, oh, this is going to be great. You got him and then Harlan Berry coming in. I mean, they've got talented backs. Talent is not the question. But, yeah, it's just about this offensive line, how quickly they mature. And, again, you can only learn, you know, this job is on-the-job training. You can't learn on the practice field how to be a good offensive lineman. You got to go do it. And, you know, they may take some growing pains this Saturday. But to me, guys, the key of the game is what LSU does with the ball in their hands of their offense, because I feel pretty good about LSU's defense getting some stops, getting to cover these wide receivers one-on-one. I mean, look, Ole Miss just cranks them out. Every year they bring in a new group of three, and it just feels like, man, where do they find these guys? And, you know, whether it's Dazon Stripling or Harrison Wallace, they've had some nice guys come in. But, you know, Mansoor Delane, I expect him to cover these guys one-on-one and do a good job. But, you know, if they get a three and out and they get the ball back, it's up to LSU's offense to go do something with it. So that's going to be the challenge, I think, on Saturday, is does LSU execute? And, by the way, I think they need touchdowns. I think settling for field goals is going to be is not going to be a good decision for LSU. They need six whenever they can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And especially from their wide receiver position, Aaron Anderson and Barry and Brown, who've caught passes, you know, 6, 8, 4, 3, you know, for Anderson, you know, and 5, 8, 2, 5 for Barry, and but just one touchdown. You talk about field goals and, you know, touchdowns. I mean, those guys have, and for Aaron, his numbers are really coming back. Now, it's hard to say when you're playing Louisiana Tech and Southeastern, but man, does Ole Miss have the kind of cover skills for an Aaron Anderson and a Barry Brown?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're going to find out. You know, a lot's been made of Sage Ryan and the narrative of, you know, how poor LSU secondary was the last couple of years with him back there, and now he's, you know, one of the starting safeties for Ole Miss. But, you know, I'm curious to see on the corners. Antonio Kite is a guy who's played, you know, a good bit of college football, and Jalen Braxton as well. So, you know, we'll see who ends up covering who, but you know, I'll say this. I think, you know, they have a good DC in Pete Golding. I think overall he's really good. It's a much different group than what he had a year ago. Last year they went and spent a ton of money in the portal, and they went and got NFL talent up and down that roster on the NFL, on the defensive side. I mean, I was just watching Trey Amos playing the game the other night in the NFL. You know, they need to. These guys are still kind of learning a little bit, and they're trying to see who are going to be their trustworthy guys, and so. Yeah, I think this is one. You know, I talked to a buddy of mine who spoke with Chris Hilton at SEC Media Day. He said, "Which game are you looking forward to most?" He said, "Ole Miss." So, you know, it's kind of fortuitous. Chris Hilton sitting here with 3 catches for 20 yards on the season. Wouldn't shock me at all if he has a breakout game. But as you guys know, to push the ball down the field and have big explosive plays, you got to have that protection up front. And if Nuss doesn't have that time, well, again, this might be another week where I don't know if the explosive plays will be there.
You have had the best seat, or one of the best seats in the house, the last 2 years. Has there been anything more entertaining than 55-49 and 29-26 the last 2 years when these two teams have met?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you know, Lane loves to tell people get their popcorn ready. I mean, this is one that, you know, again, depending on how good LSU's defense is, you know, could be another bit of a shootout. We'll see. But, you know, look, for LSU to have the offense that they had last time they went to Oxford with Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner, still lose the game. I mean, that's just I think that sticks in Brian Kelly's craw. And, you know, like I said, Blake Baker's done a much better job with this defensive unit this year. And nothing would sweeten the hearts of LSU fans more than to go get a win in Oxford and beat Lane Kiffin.
Well, Chris, I got to ask you, what are you having for dinner tonight, or where are you staying at? Are you in Tupelo, or where are you staying at?
Yeah, you know what? We decided not to make the trip this week because we're heading to Oxford in a couple weeks from now. So we didn't make the trip this week, but plenty of great spots around there, Deuce. I would have hit you up if I was there looking for a recommended spot.
Well,
I
definitely understand that, and no worries at all. We got to chat offline about it.
Sounds good, man.
Well, appreciate your time. It's a big one, man. I mean, 4-0, both teams, yet there are kind of still some questions that go with those 4-0 records. Chris Gordy, at Chris Gordy, thanks for your time. Have a great one, and we appreciate you joining Fans of the Pro.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.